Welcome back to week two. The first thing I really want you to know is I want you to realize that out of everybody in your school, you're here. You're getting an extra boost. You're getting an executive coach working with you pretty much one-on-one to make sure you can achieve your dreams. I want that to sink in because I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. I don't want you to just blow this off because what we're doing is important. You have unlimited potential, and what I want to do is I want to help you tap into it so that you can be phenomenal, because I believe you can be. So let's look at what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about how we prepare to be phenomenal. So the idea of an overnight success, the idea of people just showing up being great, it's not true. I just gotta kind of let you down easy on that one, or let you down not so easy. Everybody you look up to, every person that's successful has been working for years to make sure they were successful. So by the time you hear about them, they may feel like an overnight success, but I guarantee you they were working for years and years and years to get to the point where you would know about them. Let's talk about Michael Phelps for a minute, the most decorated American Olympian in history. He started swimming at the age of 7. By the time he was 15, that's right, 8 years later, he was in his first Olympics. Whoa, let's just stop there. First Olympics at 15. That means 8 years of grinding every day, spending hours and hours in the pool, being coached, learning new strokes, practicing those strokes, eating a specific diet. 8 years before he was on the scene, and then he didn't even win any medals at all in his first Olympics. But after that, he won and won and won and won. By the time he retired, I think he won 28 medals, and most of those were gold. Here's what I need you to get. I need you to understand that good things come to those who grind. Good things come to those who work hard. And that hard work happens when no one's watching. Everybody wants to get up on the stage. Everybody wants to get up and do what they think they can do because it looks so easy. I have people tell me all the time, wow, you speak, it looks so easy. Why? Because I've been doing it for 20 years. Why? Because before I stood up today, I spent 10 hours figuring out what I was going to say so it would make sense to you. All of this preparation, not just for the big things in life, but for the everyday things like your tests, preparing for another school day, preparing, like we talked last week, for the plan that you're putting in place, starting to make those steps today. Preparation shows up everywhere. Have you ever made a sandwich? Yeah, even if you made a peanut butter and jelly, you made a sandwich. And what do you have to do? You just don't say, peanut butter and jelly. No, what you end up having to do is you have to go get the peanut butter, get the jelly, you have to get the bread, you got the knife. All that's preparation. All of that's getting you ready to actually make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So what I'm telling you is everything requires preparation, but the funny thing about preparation is nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it. Like I was saying a minute ago, most people want to have that end result. They want to be on stage. They want to be Bruno Mars. They want to be Beyonce. They want to be Serena Williams or Mike Phelps. They want to be those folks, but what they don't want to do is they don't want to put the time in when nobody's watching. They want all the rewards with none of the hard work. And what I'm telling you is that is a sure way to end up not awesome. That's a sure train to mediocre, because the greatest people all want to win. But what sets them apart from everybody else is that they prepare to win. They take the time when nobody's watching. They take the time to actually do the things that other people won't do. There's a quote out there that says, I'll do today what you won't do so I can do tomorrow what you can't do. What that really means is I'm going to prepare today because I know my tomorrow is going to require me to have learned something today. Tomorrow, the success that you're looking for, the outcome you're looking for, your plan, your goal, what you're going to be in 10 years is going to require you to prepare today. So it's going to mean you got to step up to your test. It's going to mean you got to step up in class, showing up on time, being there, listening, answering the questions, doing the homework. It's going to mean all those little things come together. That's your preparation for success. If you can't focus on those things now, success is going to be really elusive. It's going to be really hard to achieve, because what I need you to do is I need you to buckle down. I need you to take everything that you're doing now in school, because one of your goals, I'm telling you this right now, one of your goals is to finish on time. One of your goals is to finish as high in your class as you possibly can. So if you can get into the top 50, if you can get in the top 20, if you can get to the top 10 in your class, many more opportunities show up. So one of your goals, I'm just giving you from last week, I'm giving you this now. So what I need you to do is I need you to understand what it takes to succeed. First thing is it's going to take a plan, but then it's going to take preparation. It's going to take you putting in the long hours. It's going to take you studying today the subjects you don't think matter. It's going to take you seeing the big picture and understanding why what you're doing now is important. Because if you can't do this, take the baby steps, right? If you can't take the baby steps between here and there, life is going to be a little bit tougher because everything is incremental in growth. Everybody learns to crawl before they walk. Everybody learns to stumble before they walk. So you crawl a little bit, you start stumbling, you get up, and now guess what? You can walk a little and now you're running. But you don't just go from crawling to running. It's that preparation in between that gives you the type of development and growth that you're going to need to succeed. So do not put off your preparation. Do not see it like most see it, like eating their veggies. They try to put it off to the very last minute or try to not do it at all. Preparation is going to be a golden ticket for you because when it comes to speaking in public or if it comes to preparing a business plan or if it comes down to figuring out where you want to go, what you want to be, and then helping others as well, preparation is going to be critical. Let's look at this. If you want to talk about preparation, we talked about Mike Phelps. Let's talk about Beyonce real quick. A couple years ago, she was in the Super Bowl at the halftime show. Do you know when it comes to the halftime show at the Super Bowl, they don't just figure that out a month in advance, 6 months in advance. They're thinking about next year's Super Bowl, or I should say they were planning that 2 years ago. And by the year before, 12 months before the Super Bowl, they already have signed contracts with the performers and they're already engaged in talking about the theme they're going to have. That's 12 months out. This is for a 15-minute Super Bowl halftime show. They take over a year of preparation just so that 15 minutes is phenomenal and everybody's talking about it for the next 3 to 4 weeks. What I'm telling you is you've got to be that intentional about your life. You got to be that intentional about your future because it's not just going to turn out successful accidentally. Success is never accidental. It's always intentional. And too many of us take more time prepping what we're going to wear than we do prepping for our future. So I need you to take this week. I need you to read over the workbook. I need you to go through, do the workbook sheets every single day. 20 minutes for your future is not too much to ask. It's your future. It's your life. You're worth it. You've got unlimited potential. And I want to see you thrive. I want to see you on top. I want to see you become as successful as you want to be. I want to see you live a life of purpose, but it's going to take preparation. It's not going to happen accidentally. So between now and next week, you know what you got to do. And I want you to really buckle down and get it done. So I'll see you next week.